This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Google's long-awaited Find My Device network is finally here. Tesla settled its lawsuit over the fatal Model X crash that killed an Apple engineer. And part of the upcoming movie Fly Me to the Moon plays right into Apollo 11 conspiracy theorists' hands. It's Tuesday, April 9th, and this is Engadget News. Google has finally launched its long-awaited Find My Device network after teasing it at last year's I/O event. The technology leverages a crowdsourced network of over a billion Android devices to help people locate lost gadgets, with a basic functionality in line with similar offerings from Apple and Tile. It rolled out to Android users in the U.S. and Canada, with a global release coming soon. Once installed, people can use the app to locate compatible Android phones and tablets. The tool will cause them to ring at your command, and their location will pop up on a map. This map data works even if the items are offline. Pixel 8 and Pixel 8 Pro smartphones will appear on the map if they're powered off or if the battery is completely dead. That sounds pretty handy. The technology is not yet available for everyday items, but that's coming soon. Bluetooth tracker tags from Chipolo and Pebblebee will get integrated into the Find My Device app in May. That will let users locate just about anything, including car keys, purses, wallets, and hopefully wandering felines. The upcoming tags are being built specifically for the network. Google's Find My Device service also integrates with Nest smart home gadgets. If you lose something in your home, the Find My Device app will show you the location of the item in relation to pre-existing Nest devices. This should help provide an easy reference point to snatch them back up. Finally, there's a nifty feature that lets you share the location of an item with other people, so friends and family can keep an eye on precious belongings. Google says it will let folks easily divide and conquer if something goes missing. The new Find My Device tracking technology works on devices running Android 9 and above. That OS came out in 2018, so it means a whole lot of people will have access to this service. As for compatible products beyond Android devices and Bluetooth tags, the company says future software updates will allow integration with a full range of headphones from JBL and Sony. Back in 2019, the family of Apple engineer Wei Lun Wang sued Tesla a year after he was killed when his Model X crashed into a median in Mountain View while autopilot was engaged. That case is officially closed now that the automaker has settled the lawsuit on the very day jury selection was supposed to take place. According to CNBC and the New York Times, Tesla's lawyers asked the court to seal the settlement agreement so that the exact amount the company paid would not be made public. The company didn't want other potential claimants or the plaintiff's bar to perceive the settlement amount as evidence of Tesla's potential liability for losses, which may have a chilling effect on settlement opportunity in subsequent cases. Tesla confirmed shortly after the accident that autopilot was switched on at the time of the crash, but it also insisted that Wang had time to react and had an unobstructed view of the divider. In a statement to the press, the company insisted that the driver was at fault and that the only way for the accident to have occurred was if Wang was not paying attention to the road, despite the car providing multiple warnings to do so. In the lawsuit, Wang's lawyers pointed to autopilot marketing materials from Tesla, suggesting that its cars are safe enough to use on the road without drivers having to keep their hands on the wheel at all times. The incident became big enough to attract the attention of the National Transportation Safety Board, which conducted an investigation and found that Wong previously reported that the car steered away from the highway on prior trips. In fact, his family said that he used to complain about his car swerving towards the exact barrier he crashed into and had even reported it to the Tesla dealership, which couldn't replicate the issue. The agency also concluded that Tesla's collision warning system did not alert the driver and that its emergency braking system did not activate as it should have when the car started making its way toward the barrier. That said, the NTSB discovered as well that Wong was running a mobile game on his phone at the time of the accident. It just could not determine whether the phone was in his hands when the crash occurred. The Times said Tesla was preparing to show proof to the court that Wong was playing a game when he crashed, which his lawyers denied. Regardless of who's truly at fault, a trial would have called renewed attention to the safety of Tesla's driver assistance system. Settling puts an end to the issue a few months before the company unveils its own robo-taxi on August 8th.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Fly Me to the Moon is an upcoming comedy drama from Columbia Pictures and Apple that goes behind the scenes of NASA trying to improve its image while preparing for the Apollo 11 mission to the moon. A trailer makes it seem like a lighthearted, fun time at the movies, though conspiracy theorists may have a field day with one of the key plot points. Scarlett Johansson plays Kelly Jones, a PR expert who NASA brings in to improve public perception ahead of the launch, along with butting heads with launch director Cole Davis, played by Channing Tatum, and turning the crew into global celebrities. Kelly is handed a particularly difficult task: to secretly create a fake version of the moon landing just in case the mission goes sideways. The rest of the cast, which includes Woody Harrelson, looks solid too. For one thing, the delightful Jim Rash plays the very much not Stanley Kubrick director of the phony moon landing. The movie's director is Greg Berlanti, who was behind Love, Simon, and a string of DC Comics TV shows. Fly Me to the Moon will arrive in theaters on July 14th, nearly 55 years to the day after Apollo 11 launched. Thanks for listening. There's more to these stories and additional articles at Engadget.com. This episode featured journalism by contributors Lawrence Bonk, Mariella Moon, and Chris Holt, and was produced by Spoken Layer. Enjoy your day. I'll be back tomorrow with more tech news from Engadget.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.